This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trump got booked in Georgia. What's going on in Hawaii? It's terrible. Some thoughts on the debate last night. All that's coming up tonight on I'm Right. Donald Trump got booked in Georgia today. You know this? This has been the news story. You're not surprised by this. You knew this was coming. And my thoughts on it are simply this. And I know this is heavy, but it's true. Just because it's a hard truth doesn't mean it's any less true. Where are our indictments? Donald Trump was impeached twice for nothing and now indicted 4 times. So far, Republicans, no impeachments, no indictments. Not one Republican DA across the country has indicted a prominent Democrat. The GOP House, remember we gave them control of the House, not one indictment of Joe Biden, Merrick Garland, Mayorkas, pick your guy, not one. And so let me lay this out for you. I understand this is a day where people are mad and angry, and you're hearing a lot of things like, ah, we have to unify behind Trump, and all that stuff's fine. That sounds great on the campaign trail. None of that stuff means anything. Unless we get indictments and impeachments, unless we start fighting back the way they are, Donald Trump will never be president of the United States of America again because the system won't allow it. They're going to throw him in prison, make him cop a plea, he's going to back out. The system's not going to allow him back in the White House unless we actually start fighting back. And right now, I don't know if you've seen something, I've seen no indication that we intend to do so. It is amazing to me watching the GOP just watch all this happen and just lay down for it. They're just laying down for it, just accepting it. No fight, no nothing. You know what needs to be done. I know what needs to be done, and they don't want to do it. Yes, it is what it is. Joining me now, Darren Beatty, Revolver News journalist. He might be the best journalist in the country right now with the stories he brings us on this show, stories he brings you on Revolver all the time. Highly recommend you go follow him. Okay, Darren, Trump has a mugshot. Trump's turned in. Trump's indicted. Trump's arrested. Fannie Willis wants to try him like 15 minutes from now. I think it's October 23rd, she said. How do we game all this out? I don't see a good solution. It all looks horrible to me, but the floor is yours.
Well, it is a terrible development, and it's a great embarrassment for our country, frankly. Trump himself has only, thanks to be proud of. In fact, I think we've reached such a point of degradation and corruption in our country that in the future, politicians should be saying, where's your indictment? What do you plan? On the debate stage, they should be asked, what good things do you want to do for the American people? How are you going to earn your indictment, so to speak? And Trump definitely earned it. And, you know, he's public enemy number one from the standpoint of the regime. It is unfortunate and embarrassing, as I said, that we're in this banana boat territory where a corrupt and senescent two-bit kind of Boston-style mafia guy like Biden would be in a position to weaponize his Justice Department in order to go after his most viable and likely political rival in 2024. But if that's the game, that's the game. And I've been saying the Republicans need a general response to this. If we don't have any answer to the lawfare from the left, we're done. We need a robust tit-for-tat system, and we need to operationalize all Republican DAs across the country to say, okay, you indict us, we indict you, if that's how you want to play it. That should be close to a number one priority for in terms of allocation of resources on the Republican side.
Darren, I agree with you. I've been screaming it from the rooftops. People can shout and scream, this is wrong, this is unjust. But as I've been saying, until you start indicting Democrats, nothing's going to change. They have no fear right now at all. They continue to do this with no response, no impeachments, no indictments. And Darren, unless I'm mistaken, I don't see any on the horizon. Is someone even acting like they plan on it? So if there is no response, and right now it looks like there won't be, where does that leave us?
Well, it kind of leaves us where we've been for a while, which is that the GOP institutionally and really kind of conservatives culturally are not set up to play a real high-stakes game in America and win it. And the fact that Trump kind of stood outside of that and actually did kind of play that high-stakes game is precisely why the system is going after him in such an unprecedented fashion. You know, to get a nightmare vision of what politics will look like after Trump, and, you know, even if Trump wins, there will be a time after Trump, it's back to the boring, bland, stale, utterly uninspiring version of the GOP that we had for decades prior to Trump. And I think it, you know, that more than anything, the debate last night, more than anything, should underscore and help us understand why the regime is so desperate to get rid of Trump. He changed politics, and they want to put that toothpaste back in the bottle. And if it requires nakedly weaponizing and nakedly destroying the last drop of legitimacy in our institutions to take him off the table, they are fully prepared to do that. And so ideally, we would be fighting back accordingly, but it's tough to get the Republicans to do anything at this point.
I don't know that I agree with one part of that, in that we just go back to normal. I think the people will be so disgusted by all this that they will demand something else. I could see the people completely, utterly rejecting the GOP going forward if we get no response. Or am I just hopeful? Is that just wishful thinking, Darren?
You know, there's such an appetite for wishful thinking that I feel bad to, you know, push back against that. We'll see. You know, I like to be a, you know, cautious optimist, actually. So we'll have to see. But an interesting test case that, you know, there's so many institutional advantages. A first step would be, can conservatives sort of step off the Fox News plantation? You know, that's one test before getting rid of the GOP entirely institutionally. We kind of free up some space so we're not utterly dependent on Fox News. That would be an initial test. So far, I think the jury is still out, but the Tucker Trump interview, I think, was an encouraging step in a more interesting direction in terms of our media and ultimate independence from the GOP establishment.
Darren, thank you so much, my brother. Come back soon.
Thank you. Always great to be with you.
You too. All right. We did have a GOP debate last night. I've got some takeaways from it. They're going to be different than other things you saw. We'll get to that here in just a moment. Before we get to that, let's get to this. Preparing for bad times, bad things, just making basic preparations. You know what helps me sleep well at night? Because you look at these people and the way they spend money, the way they're destroying the dollar. They just had that big meeting with China and South Africa and India about getting off the dollar and all these things. And then you think to yourself, well, I can't do anything about that. What am I supposed to do? I have dollars. What am I supposed to do if they destroy the value of it? Get some precious metals, man. And look, I'm not a fancy jewelry guy. I don't care if it's silver or gold. I don't even care how it looks. I love precious metals because they're reliable. They last. If I put you in a time machine with your gold from Oxford Gold Group and I sent you into the past, you'd be wealthy. And if I sent you into the future, you'd be wealthy because precious metals last, no matter what they do to whatever currencies in vogue that day. Call Oxford Gold Group and get some gold or silver coins in your hands. They'll send some to you. Get it in your 401k and IRA too, so you don't get wiped out when they blow up the stock market. All right? 833-995-GOLD. Just tell them I told you to call. They will take good care of you. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way. And we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put 2 and 2 together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Had a big debate last night. I've got some opinions on it. Some will make you happy, I'm sure. Some will make you mad. Obviously, it was 8 GOP candidates at the GOP debate on Fox News. And then there was Trump doing a separate sit-down interview with Tucker Carlson, which is a gigantic up yours to Fox News from Tucker and from Trump himself. That's what it was. That's why you would tape that thing a couple days beforehand and then air it at the same time of the debate. So you've got an interesting war going on here. You've got the Trump versus the other candidates war. You've got the Tucker versus Fox News war. I just think it's fascinating to watch all this stuff play out. And look, there are some things I'm about to tell you. Some things that are about to tell you that are probably going to hurt some of you, and some things are not. First of all, the most dangerous state of mind for any human being, all of us, you, me, all of us, the most dangerous state of mind is desperation. Why? Because when you get to a state of desperation, and maybe you've been there, maybe you're there now, but when you get to a state of desperation, you will accept things. You will even excitedly accept things that you would never have accepted in a normal circumstance. For instance, I've used this before in other scenarios, but this is a great example. Let's say you're a young mother. You're a young mother, and you're out on a boat fishing with your son in the middle of a lake. And you're fishing with your son, and this gang of murderous thugs pull up in a bigger boat beside you. And they got all these tattoos and do-rags, and they say, "Hey, little lady, why don't you guys come on board our boat?" Of course, you would say, "No, that looks unsafe and ridiculous. No, no, go on, thank you." But let's say you're that same mother, and you're out there in the lake, and this terrible storm comes up, and you get a horrible hole in your boat, and your boat is going down, and you're in the middle of this huge lake, and you think you're all going to die, and you're scared, and that same gang of murderous thugs pulls up beside you and says, "Hey, little lady, hop in." Not only will you hop in, you will be excited about the opportunity to hop in. Why? Because you're desperate. The right now, all of us, let's be honest about where we're at. You, me, all of us. There's a certain amount of desperation in all of us as we watch our country be ripped apart, as we watch everything we love be torn down, and as we watch the weakness of our side. Whether you are an extreme example or a little example, you have this feeling inside of you of, "Oh my gosh, someone's got to fix it. Why can't someone fix it?" And because of that, we have to guard ourselves. We have to guard ourselves for hopping in the wrong boat in our state of desperation. I haven't said much about this guy, and I won't going forward, but this guy, Vivek Ramaswamy, listen to me. I understand. I understand the appeal. I do. Young, energetic, charismatic, and saying everything you want to hear. Everything you want to hear. He is. I know he is. But we have got to be discerning. We have got to smell the snake oil when it's right in front of us. Here was Vivek on the debate on Fox News Channel.
"President Trump, I believe, was the best president of the 21st century. It's a fact. And Chris Christie, honest to God, your claim that Donald Trump is motivated by vengeance and grievance would be a lot more credible if your entire campaign were not based on vengeance and grievance against one man. And if people at home want to see a bunch of people blindly bashing Donald Trump without an iota of vision for this country, they could just change the channel to MSNBC right now. But I'm not running for president of MSNBC. I am running for president of the United States. We're skating on thin ice, and we cannot set a precedent where the party in power uses police force to indict its political opponents. It is wrong. We have to end the weaponization of justice in this country."
30 seconds, Governor.
Yeah, he's not running for president at all. I'm sorry. I know that hurts. You've got the Vivek shirt on, and now he wants to eliminate the FBI. I know. He's not running for president at all. He's in the race, running interference for Trump. And what he said about Christie's right. I can't stand that Chris Christie's in this race only to attack Trump. But Vivek is in this race only to run cover for Trump and attack DeSantis. Both of them are equally despicable. It's despicable what Christie's doing. It's despicable what Vivek is doing.
The difference is you already dislike Christie, and you somehow think that Vivek is worth something. Vivek, and I believe that this is just a theory of mine, I believe this is a plant by Trump. Take away that far right lane from DeSantis, making it easier for Trump to win. And I support those kind of dirty politics, I might point out. If I'm right about that, good for you, Team Trump. That's the smartest move I've seen in a while. Good for you. But come on, you gotta smell it. Don't be so desperate that you can't smell it, all right? Vivek and Christie, the Trump surrogate and the DeSantis surrogate, they went snipping at each other all night last night.
Hold on. I've had enough already tonight of a guy who sounds like ChatGPT standing up here. And the last person in one of these debates, Brett, who stood in the middle of the stage and said, "What's a skinny guy with an odd last name doing up here?" was Barack Obama, and I'm afraid we're dealing with the same type of amateur standing on stage tonight.
Come on, give me a hug. Give me a hug just like you did to Obama.
The same type of amateur.
And you'll help elect me just like you did to
Obama. Yeah. He's right about that. What's ChatGPT, though? Well, it's exactly what Vivek is. If you were to have a machine and you were to put in a programming into the machine, "Hey, say everything the desperate base wants to hear," that's what you'd get. And I would be more sympathetic if he didn't switch positions on every issue just in months, in a year. He wrote a book last year about Trump and how terrible January 6th was, and Trump's bad. Now he's the greatest president ever. I love him. Come on. We gotta wake up. We gotta wake up and be smarter. And I don't say this about Vivek. I don't care about Vivek. I say this about our future going forward. As the indictments come and the desperation increases, and oh my gosh, we are going to get more desperate. And then we're going to be more susceptible to the next one who comes, and the next one who comes, and the next one who comes. And speaking of Chris Christie, let me say something else. Chris Christie, I think it's despicable that he's in this race only to attack Trump. That's a slimy, crappy thing to do. You did see glimpses last night, though, about what made Chris Christie a star back when he was governor. He just can't help himself. This bitterness for Trump that he's got is pathetic. And he's wrong on all the issues. It's pathetic. But you see what he could have been. So that's another takeaway I had last night. But maybe the biggest takeaway I had from last night was this. You really saw why conservatives have managed to conserve nothing. It was on full display last night. You often hear me argue that we will fight the communists on the communist field. We'll play the communist game. We'll play by the communist rules with the communist referees enforcing everything. And then we look up and we wonder around, how did we lose everything? How did we lose the culture? I saw something last night and my jaw hit the floor at how pathetic and inept our side is. Man-made climate change is not a real thing. You know that, right? You don't just have to take my word for it. You can take a million brainy scientists who will explain this to you. Man-made climate change is not real. The Earth goes through weather patterns. It always has. It will warm, it will cool, it will be wet, it will be dry. You can read history books. That is the pattern of the Earth. The man-made climate change movement is the most genocidal movement in the history of mankind. It's not flowery hippies talking about electric cars. They will kill billions of people. The very idea that man can possibly change the climate of the planet, that idea is genocidal. If you accept that idea, you have already given the keys of the car to the genocidal madman to do whatever he wants. Once you accept the premise that man is poison, you've already begun the genocide yourself. And that should be a base position for everybody on the right. Instead, you will see this campaign season endless losers, including in red states like Texas, like the one I live, talking about how we reduce carbon, guys. And one of the major questions at the Fox News, the supposedly Fox News debate last night, was YAF, the Young Americas Foundation, a supposedly right-wing group.
They found some pimple-faced kid to ask all eight candidates on the stage this question. Here it is from the debate on Fox News.
Polls consistently show that young people's number one issue is climate change. How will you, as both President of the United States and leader of the Republican Party, calm their fears that the Republican Party doesn't care about climate change?
How will you calm their fears? How will you calm their fears? Well, son, I have a 14-year-old son. And if he comes to me tonight, wakes me up in the middle of the night, Hey, Dad, I'm really scared. I'm scared that there's a big fluffy monster with big fangs in my closet. You know what I'm not going to do? I'm not going to say, oh, son, I'm so sorry about the fluffy monster. You're right, he's probably real. Hang on, let me get my gun and we'll go fight the fluffy monster together, son. I want your fears calmed. I'm going to tell him to pipe down and stop believing in stupid things and go back to bed. You know why? Because my life isn't governed by children. And very clearly, the GOP is. And so is Fox News for even allowing such a question. Who even asks such a stupid question? Huh? But the young people are scared. Yes, young people believe stupid things all the time. I'm sorry you're scared. Wake up. Do more reading. You'll be less scared. Your fear, your idiocy, no matter your age, whether you're 95 or 5, it's not an action item for me. But Jesse, I'm scared. I don't care. Shut up and go away. Children don't run the country. Or at least they shouldn't run the country. Apparently they do. Speaking of children, it is nice to have somebody with some backbone when it comes to the issue of abortion. Here's Ron DeSantis from the debate on Fox News.
I believe in a culture of life. I was proud to sign the heartbeat bill. I remember one of the most impactful moments of my life was when I heard the heartbeat of my oldest daughter in my wife's womb and then saw the sonograms of all three of my kids. What the Democrats are trying to do on this issue is wrong, to allow abortion all the way up to the moment of birth. I know a lady in Florida named Penny. She survived multiple abortion attempts. She was left discarded in a pan. Fortunately, her grandmother saved her and brought her to a different hospital. We're better than what the Democrats are selling. We are not going to allow abortion all the way up till birth, and we will hold them accountable for their extremism.
Now, that's how that issue's handled. You put them on the defensive because they are extremist nut jobs. They all speak about abortion, all three trimesters, right up till birth. They've all voted for it in the House and Senate and in various states around the country. They got so defensive about that, Jen Psaki actually took to social media and said no one supports abortion until birth, except they do. Democrat after Democrat after Democrat has voted that way. Democrats, every elected one in this nation, believes that fully formed 9-month-old baby who's about to come into this world and breathe his or her first breath, they believe that baby should be killed on a whim. That's a fact. Let's play offense against the communists like that and stop surrendering the field of battle.
How will you ease my fears about climate change?
Good freaking grief. All right, we're moving on from that. We'll give you the latest and greatest worst about Maui before we get to Maui. These people who believe in man-made climate change, sadly, they run the planet right now. All of it. They run the UN. They run the West. They run Canada. They run America. We have Democrats who are all in for it, Republicans who are very clearly half in for it, and they are trying to destroy food supplies. They are. You don't have to believe me. Look what they've done to the Dutch farmers. They're already shutting down farms around the world, farms that produce food, just because they produce food. Do you have an emergency 3-month food kit for when these people fulfill their wishes? My Patriot Supply has 3-month food kits prepped, ready to go. 2,000 calories a day for you and your family. Everyone who lives in your home needs a 3-month food kit, and right now they're $200 off when you go to preparewithjessekelly.com. Preparewithjessekelly.com. Go. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. obviously the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have to discuss this Hawaii thing. We're not going to let this thing go because this thing is looking worse and worse and worse the more we know. You know those news stories? Sometimes something terrible happens, and then the more you find out, it's not that it gets less terrible, but it's okay, I understand that. Oh, I get it. And then there are those stories where something terrible happens and you think, wow, that's bad. And then every day you find out more and more and more and you get horrified. Well, that's what's happening right now in Hawaii. Apparently to survive, you had to avoid the barricades they put up.
And I was wondering what was stopping the traffic. Well, it was a policeman. And I got to the end and I looked up north. There were no obstructions. There was no reason to keep those cars there.
Are you serious?
I'm serious as a heart attack. And I said, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm under orders to keep them here. And I said, the fire is right around Safeway. It's going to hit Front Street. You know, these people got to get out of here. And he said, I'm following orders.
No way.
And I just kept walking. Well, maybe he knows something I don't, you know. So, and I keep walking down the highway, and I look behind. No cars are coming out. I walked all the way to Waikuli Beach. Still no cars coming out. And I started hearing boom, boom, boom. And then I heard people screaming and stuff.
You're saying they were blockaded in by the police at the end of Front Street?
Yeah.
Don't think that that's just one guy. There are many reports saying they barricaded in people and you had to go around the barricades or you died.
I'm going to play you. This is long, but I think you'll enjoy it. It's a bit I did on my radio show about this the other night, about what it's like in communist governments and what bad incidents, when they happen, about the cover-ups and the culture of fear and lies and the whys. Anyway, here it is.
How much do you know about Chernobyl, the nuclear disaster? I know you know what it is. The nuclear facility melts down in modern-day Ukraine. It was then part of the Soviet Union. And so I'm not going to insult your intelligence. I know you know what Chernobyl is. But if you want to understand what happened in Maui and why it happened, why wouldn't they sound the alarm? Why not release the water? Why not do this? Why are they still covering up? Why don't we know who's missing? Why don't we do that? I'm going to do something I don't know that I've ever done. I'm going to direct you to watch a piece of pop culture. Have I ever done that in my lifetime? I don't think I have. Or you can just read if you'd prefer to read, or maybe a podcast on it. But I'm going to play for you, what is it, a minute, 2 minutes, Chris? Minute or two? About a minute 30. HBO did a miniseries, an incredible miniseries on Chernobyl, on the disaster. And this is from episode one, and I want to set up the scene for you. The disaster has happened. They know it's a disaster, and all the various Soviet officials gather around in a conference room. I'd play the whole thing for you if I could. It just wouldn't work for radio. And they start figuring out who's to blame. It's not me to blame. You're to blame. Okay, what should we do? Well, we can't do that. We can't do that. We can't do that. And a Soviet official stands up in front of them, and he gives this little speech. And if you want to understand why help didn't come, why the cover-up now, well, I'll let Chernobyl tell you.
That our faith in Soviet socialism will always be rewarded. Now, the state tells us the situation here is not dangerous. Have faith, comrades. The state tells us it wants to prevent a panic. Listen well. It's true. When the people see the police, they will be afraid. But it is my experience that when the people ask questions that are not in their own best interest, they should simply be told to keep their minds on their labor and leave matters of the state to the state. We seal off the city. No one leaves. And cut the phone lines. Contain the spread of misinformation. That is how we keep the people from undermining the fruits of their own labor. Yes, comrades. We will all be rewarded for what we do here tonight.
Have faith, comrades. Who tells you it's religion? And remember, this little tidbit from there, which perked my ears up in particular, when he talks about, well, cops are going to cause a panic. Do I need to remind you of what the gentleman said, the gentleman who chose not to sound the alarm in Maui?
Do you regret not sounding the sirens?
I do not. And the reason why... And
so many people said they could have been saved if they had time to escape, had a siren gone off, they would have known that there was a crisis emerging, and as we know, so many bodies were found in the ground.
Do you want him to give you the answer, or do you want to let him finish his answer?
I'm sorry, there's a lot of people.
Well, you're talking, and you're not letting him talk. If you want to talk, come up here.
I'm ready for the answer.
Then wait.
Have you sounded the siren that night? We're afraid that people would have gone Malka. And if that was the case, then they would have gone into the fire.
If you want to understand what you're seeing in Maui and in your country, go read about Chernobyl. Go watch the miniseries. You and your family will enjoy it. It's eye-opening about what communism does.
Lies, deception, and the people die for it. That's what communism's like. That's what you're watching in Maui, the cover-up, the failures. That's what you're watching. All right, my buddy BK is going to update us on Russia-Ukraine stuff in Taiwan and all kinds of things next. I'm going to update you on the dog food you give your dog because it's not very good for your dog. Now, I take that back. It's not that it's not good for your dog. It's just that there's no nutrition in it. Remember, there's no nutrition in dog food. Dog food is dead. That's why it's all brown. They kill everything in dog food. It's dead. Ruff Greens, it's life. It's alive. It's an all-natural nutritional supplement where your dog will finally, for the first time, get vitamins, minerals, omega oils, probiotics, antioxidants. You want your dog to live longer and live healthier? Start pouring Ruff Greens on your dog's food. We pour Ruff Greens on Fred's food every single meal. What a difference. He doesn't even get ear infections anymore. No more digestive problems. RuffGreens.com/Jesse gets you a free bag. You just pay for the shipping. Or you can call them. 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Prigozhin. You remember Prigozhin? He's the leader of that private mercenary group that's Russian. It's not private, but it is private. He kind of led that revolution against Putin that lasted 15 minutes. They marched towards Moscow, and then he just kind of abandoned the whole thing, dropped it, and left. Well, accidents happen, I guess. He was supposedly, we think, on a private plane that went down, and now he's supposedly dead. And, you know, accidents do happen. Joining me now, my buddy Brian Kimber. He is the host of the awesome World News with BK podcast, former Air Force PJ. BK, okay, is this guy dead? Is this just another obvious Russian retribution thing? Is he alive? I never know what's going on in that part of the world.
Yeah, Jesse, you know, we always say take everything coming out of Russia, Ukraine with a huge grain of salt. It does appear, though, that he is dead. The Russian government says they have the flight manifest. Whether or not this was on purpose, we might not know. I'm sure there's going to be intense analyzing of the aircraft wreckage. I'm sure that's what they've been doing over at the Pentagon for a long time now to see if there's actually evidence of some sort of missile, some sort of anti-aircraft mechanism bringing down the plane. I mean, that's what everybody's thinking, because after his little quasi-revolution, even though, in my opinion, a large check was written to get him to stop that, you know, Putin is a vicious guy, and he does not forgive betrayal. He came right out and said it many times. You've all seen the clips floating around on social media. So I would say he's probably dead, but, you know, you cut the head off of one of these organizations, there's 10 more to take its place. So I think Wagner is going to go ahead and steam right ahead what they're doing in Africa as well as Ukraine.
BK, can you explain for us who don't understand this international world, and especially the Russian world, although I don't know anybody fully understands the Russian world.
Right.
Why have this Wagner group? Why have this gigantic, quote, mercenary army? It's very clearly part of Russia. It's not as if they're going to come work for us or something like that. It's a Russian army, but it's a private army. Well, why?
I'm not really sure, because they, like you said, just they're tied at the hip with the Russian government. They've done a huge amount of fighting in Ukraine under the Russian flag. When we think of private military groups in America, like the ones I used to work for, you think of just, it's basically not really, you're not really doing offensive operations. You're pretty much protecting people. That's your role. You're not like out there kicking in doors for the most part, 99% of the time. So it doesn't really make sense. I suppose they're reasoning is they can have some plausible deniability and be like, oh, well, this is not done in the name of the Russian government. They're hired out to do whatever they are. I mean, it rings a little hollow after what we've seen in the last like year and a half. That probably would have worked until the invasion of Ukraine, but now it's just absurd, and it's kind of eye-rolling, to be honest with you, to assume that they're just this private group with no attachments to the government.
What are they doing in Africa?
Oh, they're doing all kinds of stuff in Africa. They want a footprint. You know, we've been watching this Niger coup, for example, and you see social media videos of people in the streets saying, you know, we want Wagner. And they're in there big time. They are supporting the coup attempters. They see Africa for what it is, Jesse. We've all seen the population statistics. Africa is going to add like 1 billion people over the next 50 years, and that's really going to be the new place to go. And Russia knows that as well as we do. We have bases there in Niger. It's still complicated. We're not sure what's going to happen to that base. We have 1,100 troops in Niger. And these coup leaders, just to take Niger as an example, they want Russia in there as well, because they're like, hey, we don't need the United States and we don't need these Western powers. And I'm sure Putin is all about Africa. He sees the writing on the wall there as well.
BK, we had the debate last night on Fox News, which was fine, but the Ukraine question was interesting. All the candidates, pretty much all of them, seem beholden to giving more money really without end. I mean, some approach this a little bit differently, but this money pit has to continue without end. Nikki Haley actually bragged at one point that we only spend 3.5% of our defense budget there. That was one of the more jaw-dropping lines of the night.
Yeah, I mean, I get it. For full disclosure, Jesse, I did not bother watching this debate. I mean, what's the point? The format is stupid. The way they do the questions is stupid. Everything about it is stupid. So I didn't bother watching it. As far as Ukraine, though, there's a lot of people who really believe, like, hey, we're getting off cheap here. If we can decimate the Russian army for only, you know, $200 billion, why, that's a great return on investment for us. And I really think that's what a lot of people think, even those who are not necessarily as pro this war as others have to kind of admit, like, man, Jesse, you've seen the latest death toll. I mean, we're talking between both countries, the New York Times is reporting, we're talking 500,000 casualties in a year and a half. And like at least half of those are death. I mean, it's just extraordinary. So in a lot of people's eyes, even if they're not wild about this never-ending war, they look at it as a cost-benefit analysis and say, for a relatively cheap amount of money, we're just destroying the Russian military. And I can kind of see that point of view. It's a little hard to take when you look at what's going on domestically, like you and I have talked about before, especially in like Maui, probably the worst natural disaster in American history, and seeing all this money go out the door and Maui residents might get $700 each.
Oh, by the way, are we destroying the Russian military? The best stuff I can seem to find on the whole thing is that they have bit the area they want to hold, and now they're holding it.
They are holding it, Jesse, but I mean, this is a human cost. Russia, they've always been that country who's like, well, we're just going to throw men into the meat grinder, and we're just going to do it until we win. They don't really value human life like we do. I mean, I actually had a debate with one of these guys who works at a think tank, and he was convinced that, you know, if the American people had to send troops, if we sent troops, American people would rally behind that because they recognize the danger of Russia. And I'm like, dude, you're delusional, because American people are used to, like, you know, 2-3 guys maybe at a time getting killed in the global war on terrorism, a brief 1-minute announcement on the nightly news, and that's it. You're talking like 50 people vaporized in like a 5-minute exchange with artillery, with landmines, with anti-tank guided missiles, with suicide drones. American people start seeing those videos on their nightly news and they will be out in the streets rioting. We are not built as a people to put up with those kinds of casualties. I don't know what the Russian people have been brainwashed with, but apparently they're still kind of comfortable with it.
Is that what war is now, BK? It's always changing. You know a lot more about it than I do, but it's always changing as technology changes. Is it artillery and suicide drones? Is that pretty much what war is now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I have a theory about it. That's what this war is, and it's all being captured in high def. And I guess my theory, Jesse, is that it's going to get more and more high tech until the point where really these electromagnetic pulse weapons become more of a reality, and you can vaporize all these drones just with beaming some sort of electronic pulse at it and disabling all electronics and communication systems. And that might be a back and forth for a while. But I think at a certain point, maybe we'll just be back to good old fashioned gunpowder and knives, because we'll have so many measures and countermeasures that maybe some of this stuff just doesn't even work anymore.
Yeah, the more things change, the more they stay the same. All right, BK, yeah. Finally, we just sold $500 million worth of arms to Taiwan, regardless of how anybody feels about that. I can't imagine China's doing backflips over it.
Yeah, I mean, I'll say this. At least they bought the arms, and we're not just giving them away. So that's an improvement. I mean, Taiwan's weird. The whole thing is weird to me, because the three countries, China, Taiwan, if you recognize Taiwan as their own independent state, and the United States, we are so involved in the trade war and trade. All of this seems nonsensical to me. Like, none of this stuff is ever going to happen. Like, if you look up Taiwan's biggest trading partner is, guess who? It's China. So, and who's China's biggest trading partner? The United States. So it seems like ludicrous to me that we're going to go to war over this, like, little island. But like it or not, Taiwan is an integral presence in that region. They produce 90% plus of the world's most highly technical superconductors. I don't know why they are all coming out of that island, but the three countries, whether you like it or not, they're all intertwined, and it's like cutting off your face to spite your head. You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would you all three go to war with each other? There's plenty of money being made here. So I don't really get it.
I don't either. It's the World News with BK Podcast. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jesse.
All right. We got a great light in the mood for you next. Now, you're not stuck in your timeshare. Just wanted you to know that. Because people think they're stuck in their timeshare. Why do they think that? Because they've tried to get out, call up that timeshare company. Hey, I went out. And the timeshare company tells you, sorry. You signed the paperwork, you see, if you read the fine print, sorry, you can't pay your annual fees, pay your special assessments every year, sorry, you could never get out. Lone Star Transfers heard that a million times, and yet they're successful 99% of the time. They will get you out. They will give you a time frame, and they will put it in writing How about that for confidence? That's calling your shot right there. Call them. You're one phone call away from getting out. 844-310-2646. They put it in writing, man. They'll get you out. 844-310-2646 or go online to LoneStarTransfer.com. We'll be back.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. 3 times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we're going to fix something in the old UK. Before we get to that, let's do this really quickly. Let's get to fixing your air in your home. You have viruses and mold in your air. I do too. Everyone does. That's the way it is. Viruses and mold just grow in the air. And your home has smells from cooking, from pets, from you, from who knows. The homes get smells. Eliminate those viruses and mold. Take those smells out of your air with the miraculous Eden Pure Thunderstorm. I own 9 of them. Where I sleep, where my boys sleep, general living area. We have them all over the studio. Just go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code Jesse. That gets you a 3-pack for $200 off. EdenPureDeals.com, code Jesse. All right? All right. The UK, it's National Burger Day there in the UK. Well, they don't know how to make food in the UK. As much as I actually dearly love that place, food is not... It's not good. It's not what they do. So I would just like to cordially invite everybody in the UK to simply look up the world-famous Jesse Kelly Burger or buy the Anti-Communist Manifesto at jessekellybook.com. The last page is the recipe. finally start eating well. All right? I'll see you tomorrow.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations, thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.